Alright folks, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something truly powerful. Emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with another self-help episode, hang with me for a sec. Emotional intelligence isn't about becoming some touch-feely guru who reads your mind, it's about becoming the CEO of your own emotions. It's about understanding how you feel, why you feel it, and using that knowledge to navigate life like a boss. Trust me, this stuff is game-changing. Think about it. We live in a world where stress levels are through the roof, everyone's constantly plugged in, and social media can be a real emotional roller coaster. You need tools to handle it all, right? Emotional intelligence is your superpower in this crazy world. So, what's the key ingredient? It's self-awareness. You gotta know yourself inside and out, like you're studying for an exam on your own brain. Think about it. Ever felt like you were reacting emotionally before you even knew why? We've all been there. That's where self-awareness comes in. It's the foundation of emotional intelligence. Here are five things to keep in mind as you build that self-awareness muscle. First, pay attention to your body. Ever notice how your stomach knots up when you're anxious or your heart races when you're excited? Your body is giving you constant feedback about your emotions. Learn to read those signals. Are your muscles tense? Is your breathing shallow? Start tuning in. It's like having a built-in emotional GPS. Second, keep a journal. I know, writing can feel like homework. But trust me on this one. Jotting down your thoughts and feelings throughout the day can be incredibly insightful. You might notice patterns in your emotions, triggers that set you off, or even unexpected sources of joy. It's a powerful way to understand yourself better. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to sit on a mountaintop chanting for hours, though if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or just observe your surroundings. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and finding some calm in the chaos. Fourth, seek feedback from others. This can be a little scary at first, but it's incredibly valuable. Ask trusted friends or family members for honest feedback about how you come across in different situations. Are you overly sensitive? Do you tend to shut down emotionally? Their insights can help you see yourself more clearly. And finally, be kind to yourself. Developing self-awareness is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel totally lost. That's okay. Just keep practicing, learning, and growing. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah. She's always stressed out about everything. Deadlines at work, social events, even picking out dinner can send her into a spiral. She reacts impulsively, often saying things she regrets later. Now, Sarah could keep living like this, letting stress control her life, but what if she practiced self-awareness? What if she started noticing the physical signs of stress, the racing heart, the clenched jaw, the shallow breathing? What if she kept a journal to track those moments and explore the triggers behind them? She could learn to identify patterns in her reactions and start making conscious choices instead of just reacting on autopilot. Maybe she'd realize that she thrives on structure and needs to plan ahead to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Or maybe she discovered that certain social situations drain her energy and need to be approached differently. See, self-awareness is the key to unlocking Sarah's potential. It gives her the power to choose how she responds to life's challenges instead of just letting them control her. Remember folks, emotional intelligence isn't some mystical concept reserved for gurus or therapists. It's a skill you can develop with practice and awareness. Start by tuning into yourself, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Keep learning, keep growing, and remember you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-awareness in the comments below. What are some strategies you use to stay grounded and manage your emotions? Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.